Macmillan Audio presents This Is All a Dream We Dreamed by Blair Jackson and David Gans. Read by Holter Graham, Fred Berman, Oliver Wyman, Arthur Bishop, Eliza Foss, Helen Litchfield, Cynthia Hopkins, and David Gans.
Introduction.
You got turned on to the Grateful Dead by your older brother or by a classmate. You were given a concert tape or a vinyl copy of Working Man's Dead or a cassette of Skeletons from the Closet. You were a pothead, probably, and you were or became an acid head, or at least tried it. You were a member of one or more Grateful Dead tribes. You went to a Dead show, and then another, and then another, and over time you developed connections. You had a group of people you always sat with at the show, and a larger group who would meet somewhere before and after the show. There are people you got tapes from, and people you gave tapes to. You knew people who wore tie-dye clothing from head to toe, and people who sported high-end Jerry Garcia ties with their $400 suits, and recognized other guys doing the same on the subway or at business meetings. Maybe they still do. You had friends and maybe even relatives whose holiday gifts to you tended to be Grateful Dead-branded pint glasses or golf club covers or calendars, Dancing Bear beanbag dolls, baseball hats, and Grateful Dead-related books. Or perhaps none of that applies. You are too young to have ever seen the Grateful Dead, even two decades ago, during the last years. Or you were old enough to have caught the Dead live, but for whatever reason your path just never crossed theirs. You were into other stuff, maybe you even actively disliked them for any number of reasons, but time and exposure have changed your opinion and now you can't get enough. Maybe your exposure to contemporary jam bands led you back in time to the group that started it all. There are as many roots to the Grateful Dead as there are people who enjoyed them. No membership card was required. There was no acid test to pass, exactly. Getting it on whatever level, wavelength, or intensity you defined made you a deadhead. You might have even hated that term and all the sociological baggage that came with it. Quote, I'm a fan, but I'm not a deadhead, unquote. That was fine, too. In a way, a line from Dancing in the Streets, one of the first cover tunes the Grateful Dead adapted in their early days, perfectly captured the ebullient spirit at the group's core. It doesn't matter what you wear, just as long as you were there. The Grateful Dead was about collaboration, spiritual and social democracy, trust, generosity, and fun. It meant a hell of a lot to a hell of a lot of people, and whatever its punk, outlaw, pirate, libertine, bourgeois origins, it became a legitimate American success story by the only standard America understands, money. More important, the Grateful Dead created a unique and eloquent musical language and established a society that sustained and continues to sustain the interest and loyalty of millions. It takes a whole lot of blind men to fully describe an elephant of this size, so we're telling this tale by weaving together stories told by members of the band, their collaborators, their peers, and their fans. The authors are members of this community. Each of us was a fan first and then a journalist covering the Grateful Dead world. As such, we helped to shape the culture to some small degree. David engaged with the Grateful Dead as a musician and strove in his writing to elucidate what was going on musically. Both of us have had the privilege of producing archival recordings and writing liner notes for both Grateful Dead and Jerry Garcia releases. David wandered into the radio business by way of the K-Fog Deadhead Hour and, without ever intending to, wound up producing and hosting the nationally syndicated Grateful Dead Hour for 30-plus years. He has also presented Grateful Dead and other music on KPFA, Berkeley's pioneering nonprofit radio station, since the 1980s, and for many years has produced an annual 16-hour fundraising marathon for the station, presenting Grateful Dead and related music to a global audience. Blair gave David his first Dead-related writing assignment at BAM magazine in 1976, and the two of us interviewed Jerry Garcia together twice in 1981. Blair and his wife, Regan McMahon, published a Dead fan magazine, The Golden Road, from 1984 to 1993. His book, The Music Never Stopped, 1983, was the first linear history of the band, and later books, such as his biography, Garcia.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?